I'm joined by Cade Centre Forward Bobby Traynor after this afternoon's 2-0 win against Crewe Wanderer. Bobby, Crewe are the second best team in this league. They're second on merit. What does it say about our performance today that they looked distinctly average?
Yeah, well, you know, it was a tough game. There was a lot of pressure built up on it for some reason. Obviously, it was, yeah, you know, important game. By no means a title decider. Obviously, it puts us in great stead now, though. But yeah, we dug in. We got two early goals, which I think killed the game. Bit surprised that they didn't go a bit more gung-ho in the last 10 minutes. But you know, we worked hard as a team, shut down and stopped them playing really. So we sort of nullified the more positive way they normally attack games. So you know, I think we've done well.
You mentioned there that we're in touching distance of the league now. Has the manager had to reiterate that in the dressing room, that we are almost there, but one more point and we are definitely there?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely in our own hands. We've got two games, so all we need is a point. Even if we lose both games, which, you know, obviously we're not going to take lightly. We're going to be bang up for next Saturday. You know, we could still have it on goal difference, but, you know, they've got two games which they should score a lot of goals. But by no means, it's not over. We've still got a lot of hard work to do on Thursday, and then sure, we're right for Saturday, really.
How important was Luke Garrard's save at 1-0?
Yeah, Luke's done it all season, to be fair. I think it was a great save, and then I think Tomo got to the second ball really sharp, a lot quicker than what, you know, their forwards got to it. It was definitely important because, you know, we was on top. That could have changed the direction of the game, you know, you're not to know. But we went on, pushed on, got the second from Max's header. And I think that killed him a little bit, to be honest.
It was a real cliche to say it was a six-pointer today. The difference between winning the game and losing the game, absolutely massive. Does that ever bear on your mind as a player, like the pressure not to lose sort of thing?
Yeah, I mean, before the game, you try and make it just another game. But deep down, we did know it's an important game. It is a six-pointer. There's no denying that. End of the day, now we're 6 points clear with two to play. So it's definitely in our hands. If we'd have lost it, you know, we're relying on beating two fairly strong teams. Going Ashford away on the last game of the season would have been tough. Still confident we can get two results anyway. I'm sure we'll push to try and get them two results, regardless if we win the league next Saturday or not.
You said you were surprised that Crewe didn't really go for it the last 15, 20 minutes. Were you surprised how they played from the off, really?
No, I mean, they always try to pass the ball. That's part of their game. They very rarely just lump it up there. They will try and pass. But as I say, I mean, Dowson, Amzie and Martin got us in early and, you know, let them have it and impress and stop them playing as much as we could do. And I think, you know, the pressure that we put on in the first half told a bit, because there was a lot of mistakes from them going out for throw-ins, etc. So I think, yeah, as I say, I think we nullified what they do best, which is try and pass the ball. So a lot of pressure and, yeah, we ground the result out.
I think the pressure, the hassling of all the players really struck me today, the desire to win the ball, the desire to win the game, particularly yourself. Is that something the manager drills into the players, or is that something that's, you know, a big game today, so you do it more?
No, I mean, it's something that the management, you know, they sort of demand of us, really, at the very least. It's hard work and, you know, work our socks off and get in their faces. If you do that, then you earn the right to play, and that's when we create our chances and play our best football. But before you can do that, you've got to work hard and win the ball, basically, and stop them playing.
It was the biggest crowd of the season here for some number of years, and it was also the biggest crowd in the whole division for the whole season. Does that something you thrive on as a player, playing in front of more people?
Yeah, it's always nice. I mean, the crowd, as always, to be fair, noise as you like, but, you know, it was more than double what we're used to. It was much better. It's a better occasion to play in. And don't be wrong, you're going to be a liar if you say you don't like playing in front of a lot of people. It's definitely a good buzz around the stadium, which, you know, helps you on the field.
And how's your partnership with Coles and Dennis? You've banged in so many goals between you this season. It seems like you've really clicked. Is that something that often happens? It seems to have clicked from day one this season.
Yeah, it's a good mix. Obviously, Coles, strong as you like, he holds the ball up all day long. I'm sniffing for goals or gambling off his headers, to be honest. So it's a perfect match, really. The little and large combo, to be honest. But definitely, yeah, I really enjoy playing with Cole.
And you go into the game Saturday full of confidence, presumably, looking to wrap up the title.
Yeah, definitely. We're not going to be sitting back, that's for sure. We're going to go take it to them. You know, they're a good team. But we beat them, was it 3-0 down at their gaff earlier in the season. So they're probably looking for a bit of revenge. But we'll be hopefully on top of our game and try and get 3 points.